This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister expresses sadness at the death of student. 9,000 residents in Hanover to benefit from water upgrading project, and Education Minister supports JC's efforts to provide accommodation for teachers. The details after this.
Lady, why you hold up the garbage now, your answer? Throw them through the window, man. You know, every day a passenger like you left garbage in my taxi.
Sir, I won't litter the streets or your taxi. See, I have a plastic bag here. I will keep my garbage in this till I reach a bin.
You can stay the go on like you're nice. Better than you watch your garbage pan.
Don't bother with me today, sir. Right is right, and the right thing is to put your garbage into a bin and not on the roadside.
Keep your place clean. Keep Jamaica clean.
I'm on the mission.
Now the news. Commissioner of Police Owen Ellington is pledging that the members of the Jamaica Constabulary Force will be resolute in their efforts to bring to justice those responsible for the murder of a 14-year-old student on Wednesday. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller earlier this week expressed sadness and outrage at the violent death of the teen at an SDC parish forum in St. Anne on Wednesday. She used a forum to appeal to parents and communities to play more active roles in the lives of the nation's children.
Parents must know where their children are every time, every minute of the day, whether they are in school or they are not in school. Who are their friends? And I'm appealing to the parents of Jamaica to stand up in the name of the future of this country, our little children. If I am feeling this way, I can imagine the parents of this young girl.
The parish meetings hosted by the Social Development Commission form part of the government's thrust to promote accountability, transparency, and to allow direct feedback and recommendations from citizens. Approximately 9,000 residents in eastern Hanover are to benefit from the Cascade Water Supply Mains Replacement and Upgrading Project. A contract valued at $225 million has been signed for the undertaking. Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill says the 13-month project will address the severe water supply problems experienced by residents of Cascade, Claremont, Jericho and adjoining districts in eastern Hanover.
The major components include an interconnection into the existing Great River to Lucy water supply at Paradise, construction of a 100,000-gallon storage tank at German Hill, and installation of 18-kilometer distribution pipelines to serve the various districts in the area.
Minister Pickersgill was speaking Friday at the signing ceremony. The Ministry of Education has endorsed the move by Jamaica College to construct housing accommodations for its teachers on its campus at Old Hope Road in Kingston. The 12 one-bedroom apartments were built in conjunction with the National Housing Trust and the Jamaica College Trust at a cost of approximately $45 million. Speaking recently at a dedication ceremony for the apartments, Minister of Education Reverend Ronald Thwaites urged the alumni and well-wishers of other schools across the island to follow the example of Jamaica College.
I'm trusting that this measure of self-reliance which you have shown in Jamaica at Jamaica College will in fact be infectious to the rest of the school system in Jamaica.
And some 25 non-resident heads of missions will be arriving on the island for Diplomatic Week, February 3 to 8. Diplomatic Week held annually is spearheaded by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade. Portfolio Minister Senator Adrian Nichols says the aim of Diplomatic Week is fourfold, with each objective of equal importance.
Its aims to update the heads of mission on government policy, touching upon foreign trade and external affairs. Second, to highlight the work and service of diplomats and their contribution to the cordial relations that exist between Jamaica and other countries. Third, to facilitate deeper bilateral relations on issues of mutual interest. And four, to promote cultural exchange and mutual understanding.
During the week of activities, the diplomatic gathering will hear presentations from Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller, Minister of Finance and Planning Dr. Peter Phillips, and Tourism Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil. They will also attend a black tie reception and diplomatic dinner hosted by Their Excellencies Sir Patrick Allen and Lady Allen. That was the GIS News. I'm Anthros Campbell.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.